The subject of our final interview this morning also has a place named after him. Rory Gallagher Place, formerly St Paul's Street Square in Cork, was named after him in 1997. But there's even better news for Rory Gallagher fans. His famous Fender Stratocaster guitar is going to be staying in Ireland. It went up for auction in London yesterday, sold at a price of €1,068,956, to be precise, by Live Nation Gaiety Limited, and it's going to be donated to the National Museum of Ireland. Donal Gallagher, Rory's brother and former manager, is on the line. And you were out celebrating last night, weren't you, Donal?
To a slight degree, yes.
Why is this news so welcome to you?
I'm elated because it's a win-win situation. And it's fantastic that it goes back to Ireland.
And this guitar, Rory paid €100 on credit for it. Is that right, when he originally bought it?
Well, in the old days, it was £100.
Oh, yes, sorry. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, my mother, bless her, she signed the hire purchase agreement. So it had to be paid off in installments. I can't remember how long, probably 36 months at the time. So, as John Creedon says, it was a very good investment.
It certainly was. It paid off better than anything. He'd a number of, he'd a rake of guitars, didn't he? So why was this one so special?
Well, that was his go-to guitar. And that was the one he cherished right from the beginning. He wanted to get one like Buddy Holly, his hero. And so that they were a very rare item in Ireland at that time. I mean, anywhere. And one arrived into Ireland via the Royal Show Band, and their guitarist, Jim Condon, didn't particularly go for the sunburst colouring on it. And the show band wanted to get a new colour, so I think they got red guitar. So he had bought this in America and brought it back with him. And so Michael Crawley in Cork had it up for sale at £100. So it was a very rare specimen at that time.
And a final question to you about Rory. Did he know how special he was as a guitarist? I mean, there was one guitar sold yesterday that had all kinds of famous signatures on it, you know, and he influenced the likes of Nile Rodgers, Dave Gilmour, Johnny Marr, Noel Gallagher. Did he get how special he was?
He never showed it to me or anybody else. And in fact, if he was asked that question, he would always deflect it and say, "Well, listen to Django Reinhardt." He was just aware there was Doc Watts types and amazing players who were never getting any, you know, full limelight. And that's the type he was, you know. So it's extraordinary how you name guitarists. And Joe Bonamassa, for instance, who's coming to Ireland next year from America to play a special concert. And he's doing three in Cork. And Joe never saw Rory play live. I mean, I just find it extraordinary.
Well, we really appreciate you talking to us this morning, Donal, and delighted, as many people are, that Rory's Fender Stratocaster, with its sunburst, is going to be in the National Museum. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.